Can you believe I was supposed to get this all done in a week? And even with the extension I was allowed? I still couldn't have finished this project without your help. Nope, there's nothing else. We're totally done. Thank you so much. All the stuff you did, especially the sawing and hammering, I would have hurt myself and screwed up the proportions. So, glad you helped me out. Something to drink? Here you go. Yeah, it's really hot. My next project will definitely take place during the winter semester. Oh no, don't even start. I know, you told me so. I bought way too much wood. Why? If you want it, knock yourself out. I'm not gonna need it. So, if you want to build a shed or something... Sure. So, you have anything interesting planned for the rest of the day? Why do you hesitate? Something you don't want to tell me? Aw, come on. What were you thinking of just now? I'm serious. You can tell me. I promise I won't be weirded out about it. Well, no, nothing. I wasn't gonna say anything. It's fine, honestly. I just wasn't prepared for you to actually say masturbation. Do you know what? Same here. Oh, yeah. For relaxation. Totally. Okay, forget I ever said that. I know I said I wouldn't make it weird, but I get the feeling you're kind of turned on by that idea. So, never mind. Please? Well, you know I'm into girls. Mostly. Right? I mean, yeah, I am. Definitely girls. Nope. I'm not seeing anyone at the moment. Why do you think I keep burying myself in university assignments, which then I can't finish in time? Why'd you ask? Did you... You didn't. Okay. Go on. Help you how? Well, since I'm not going to go on a date with you or anything like that, I guess I'd be willing to make you, orgasm. Yes. No, absolutely. I'm not indecisive. We're doing it. Get naked, babe. Or whatever you want to do. Yeah, tell me what you like. Uh-huh. If I were to guess, I'd say it's something along the lines of... you were saying. That, if you like, no problem. Sure. I can moan for you. Oh, you're not ready yet? Didn't mean to just surprise you. I thought, since you're already hard and stuff. Okay, you ready? Whoa, hold on. Stay right there. I'm gonna get you a towel or something so you won't splash everywhere. Yes, I know how it works with men, okay? And I don't mind, it's just... I don't have to have you make a mess at my place, okay? Here. You can come into that. You getting there yet? Tell me when you're close. I wanna give you a hand. Now? Yeah. Let me. You coming? Oh, yes, yes. Wow, that was intense, wasn't it? I'm glad you liked what I did. I don't have a lot of experience, but I wanted to be the one to make you come. You liked it a lot? Wow. And I sure got your appreciation all over my hands to prove it. Don't worry. I'm flattered, actually. Flattered that I could make you orgasm so hard. I mean, since we're being honest and all, and sexual. I checked out some of the sex stories you posted online. Yes, I did. I couldn't resist. And, oh my god, there is some stuff you wrote? Turns me on a lot. Like what? Hold on. Here, this section. I used to meet this girl I knew in the woods behind her house. Most times, one of us would lean against a big tree so not to lose balance, while the other pleasured her to a gigantic orgasm. A rush of sweet, warm surprise coursed through my veins. Even by Terra standards, this was being pretty direct. Wow. Was all I could utter in that moment. She knew exactly what she needed to do to get me extremely hot, Tina whispered. First, she'd let her hands wander gently along my neck, and she'd massage my shoulders and my breasts through my shirt before taking it off. Then she'd stroke my breasts and stomach and plant soft kisses on my skin until my breath was going so rapidly that I thought I was going crazy with arousal. By the time she slid her fingers down my pants, I was almost ready to have my first orgasm right then. Tina paused briefly. I had my eyes closed and was totally submitting myself to listening to her voice. And then I looked at her. Her warm gaze lay on me intently. I can come multiple times, she whispered in my ear. At first, I could only press out a faint groan, which was followed by a moan. Keep going. While her touch was getting me closer and closer to orgasm, her free hand kept switching between playing with my breasts and running along my thighs. Sometimes, she did this long enough for me to climax. Or, I was just super close, and she'd have both of her hands free again. Oh, I said. I knew what she meant, but I let her say it anyway. She gave me such an intense amount of arousal with her mouth. It was crazy good. Sometimes, she had to press a hand to my mouth so I wouldn't get too loud. I remember how exciting it was out there, coming so hard I couldn't stop clenching on her fingers or her tongue. Say, were you thinking of anyone in particular when you came up with that? Anybody you imagine being in that scene? Oh, no. I couldn't guess. That's why I'm asking. Oh. Yeah? I get it now. Anyway, where were we? That's right, sex. Let's get back to that. Damn right I'm touching myself. I told you I was getting excited. It's fine, honestly. You can watch me. Gosh, feels like I haven't touched myself in ages. I hope you don't take this the wrong way, but if you still want to, I'd let you sleep with me for a bit. Yes, of course, I mean fucking. Gosh! I mean, you're still hard. Or hard again already. And I kinda need to get off. Yeah. It'd be... I mean... I'd be using a dildo anyway. I guess. Just... come on. And do me a little. No, hold on. I don't think I can come like this. Let me be on top. Oh, yes. Yeah, this is good. You feel pretty good in me. I mean, for a guy. Just don't move. Don't move, okay? Oh gosh. Oh, I think I'm gonna come soon. Oh, give me your hand. Here. No. Let me do it. I'm close. I'm close. I'm coming. Yes, yes. I'm coming. Okay, so since you're my best friend, I'm gonna let you come in me. Yeah, it's cool. Just don't make a big deal out of it later. I'm getting close again. Let's try to come together. Are you ready? Come with me. Okay. Now. Yes. I'm coming. I'm coming. Yes. Are you done? That was really good. I needed that. And I can tell you did too. I think we're not quite even. You ended up helping me on twice today. And I don't think a couple of orgasms covers what I owe you. And I don't mind sleeping with you. That's a difference. You're not just any guy. You're my friend. And that means something as well. I'm still into girls. Don't get me wrong. But I'm into them just as much as you. So, you might just want to hope you'll happen to be around the next time I feel like releasing that much pent-up sexual frustration.